never had it so good. Sports Media Network, along with Spiritually Reincarnated, present to you 1 hour of spoken word live. I'm your host, Gilbert Sines. Join us every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m., taking your internet radio experience to the next level, one poem at a time.
The power within ourselves is ingrained deep within our consciousness, and it is our mission to find and utilize it. Through words, poets are able to transform their thoughts about their world and things they have witnessed. My poems are very deep, and they contain a lot of emotions. Through my poems, I'm able to create words that represent my inner struggles and perseverance. Through my poems, my soul is able to transform and connect my mind to my physical body. Free your mind and release your soul. And through God's words, I invite you to become spiritually reincarnated. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated. We are live from Orlando, Florida. And tonight I want to wish my parents, it's their 50th anniversary. They've been together for 50 years. And I want to devote the show with that theme. So there's going to be a lot of love poems. But first, I want to start out. I always start out with a poem from my book, Spiritually Reincarnated to That Place. And this poem goes out to anybody. This goes out to everybody. But you know what? If you and you have a significant other before, this is like a special couples episode. That's the theme of the show is kind of couples and two people's love for each other. And if you're celebrating years together, or, you know, you're a couple, maybe you just met and maybe you're just celebrating a week together, but you're together, you're happy. This show is dedicated especially for you. Take a break from all the madness, from COVID-19, from all that political crap that is out there. Take a break and allow your mind to become spiritually reincarnated with me. And I'm going to kick you off with the first poem. This poem is called Saved. It's not every day that I get to say and warn you about this path they lay as I stray my own way, living my life with such a heavy cost to pay. Like an eagle flying against a storm, I warn. Life has torn me apart as I pick up the shattered pieces of my broken heart. My spirit gets stronger as I continue to seek salvation. It's through Christ's patience as I sit back and reflect before finding God, so much pain and much regret filled with memories that I just want to forget. My past looks like a bad weather forecast. I must detach if I'm expected to last as I continue to let God take me away. Blessed with this life that I live every single day. So I get down and pray and ask God to never go away. Even when I stray farther away, I'm only human and was created that way. Time is so quiet and doesn't make a sound. Every passing minute is just another chance to turn it all around. Who am I ever to judge? Who are you to hold a grudge? Don't get caught up in all the hate, because you are what you create. Two wrongs don't make a right. Some things just aren't worth the fight. Yes, to right and just let go of all this negative energy flow. All my life I felt like an outcast, held down by the demons of the past. But at last, through God, I take control. He has shown me his love and rescued my soul. And that poem is called Saved. And you know what? We are all saved, and through God we are all saved. And that's what that poem is about. You know what, before we go to a commercial, or before we go to a song, I'm going to do a song. I have an album out called The Heart of a God. I have 3 tracks out. Hopefully by tonight or tomorrow, or by tomorrow or this weekend, I'll be able to get a couple more tracks out there. But check out my tracks from the Heart of a God on all digital media outlets. And this poem is called Can You Love Me Forever? When everything in my life is gone, will the spark from your love still shine on? We've been through a lot, I have to say, but I continue to love you every single day. My love for you will never cease to exist, and being with you is my last final wish. Can you love me the same way I love you? Will our love still be strong no matter what we both go through? Can you love me forever, even if I'm not capable of loving you back? When my heart drifts away, can you keep it on track? The spark from our love will always shine on. Tu amor es la medicina por mi corazón. Love can be complicated if we let our emotions take control. Love just doesn't come from the heart. It comes straight from the soul. Love is a bond that can never be shattered. And being in your arms is the only thing that ever matters. Love can hit your heart like a lightning rod. And the love I share with you is the same love I share for God. If I had one wish, this is what it would be: to be engulfed in your love for eternity. No matter what happens or what we both go through, unconditionally, I promise to always love you. The foundation of our love gets stronger down the line. As we both dodge the bullets of time, I can remember our very first date. When I first saw you, I knew it was fate. Can you love me forever, or am I asking too much? My heart feels so warm with your soft, healing touch. Your love is like a pot of gold washing up on the shore. I can love you in a way no man has ever loved you before. Love is a bond that goes beyond fate, and it still transcends as we both reincarnate. Can you love me forever, or am I just wasting my time? They say true love can make you blind. Love is based on mutual attraction, and no matter what, you can't ever force it to happen. If you love someone, they must love you back, or the rules of love get thrown way off track. Your love lifted my dead heart from off the floor. I want you to know, yo necesito tu amor. From the highest mountain peaks to the most desolate part of the sea, in your arms is heaven, and that is where I want to be. I get on my knees and pray that God will put a girl like you in my life one day. Listen to me, because every word is true. Can you love me forever the same way I love you? God are real as long as we believe. They could be as real as the air we breathe. The heart of a God so strong and divine, devouring fate and manipulating time. God can manifest themselves inside our dreams, creating miracles for us mortal human beings. Without people's faith, gods would just linger in the dark. They survive off the purity inside of our hearts. The soul of a God shines steady in the night, reflecting off a spark from the Holy Spirit's light. As human beings, our lives will eventually end, but through the heart of a God, your soul will transcend. The heart of a God beats strong like a drum, and if you believe strong enough, they will eventually come. Lust, gluttony, greed are sins we don't need. Sloth, wrath, envy, and pride is part of the devil's creed. The sins that we commit
every single day. How can we not need a Savior to take them all away? The heart of a God pounds louder at our birth, and it will still keep on beating as we struggle to find self-worth. The voice from a God sounds so peaceful and serene, drowning out everything. Live your life through God and be all you can be, and eventually you'll celebrate the birth of a new dynasty. Legends don't die, their stories pass on. Growing stronger with time, they are never forgotten. Every day we walk that line between bad and good. Temptations linger around quietly and are often misunderstood. The heart of a God so pure and divine. Let God's love clear your soul, body, and mind. Life is an unfair game where you must sacrifice. Just look what happened to Jesus Christ. The power of the wicked lingers in the shadows of sin, while the seeds of humanity get blown around mercilessly in life's wind. Our souls will eventually shed from our skin, and then after that, a new transformation will begin as our souls start to enter into a new dimension. We leave behind on this earth all our suffering, hardship, and pain as we progress to a higher spiritual plane. The heart of a God beats closer every day, and I can hear the echoes get louder every time when I pray. My thoughts lead my mind straight into insanity, so I get out of my head and live to better humanity. Life is not just about yourself. Do not waste your entire life just chasing down wealth. The heart of a God just beats out of control, overtaking my body and comforting my soul.
But hate the damage?
I love my waves, but it gets rough. It's like a tug of war.
It's big and curly, but frizzy. This color is so me, but it's so dry.
Whatever the damage, Dove your hair. Dove Intense Repair deeply nourishes hair for our ultimate damage protection.
Green and beautiful.
So smooth.
Yes to curls, no to frizz.
For our ultimate damage protection, Dove Intense Repair.
Dove it, love it.
Hey, what's up, all you entrepreneurs, all you big ballers out there? You got a service, you got a product that you want to take to the next level? Give me a call. I can help you out. If you want to advertise with us and other big name advertisers like Dove, Geico, come be part of a winning team. I can definitely hook you up. You can advertise on my show or on several other shows. We got big time shows. We got a lot of backstage. Backstage things. We also got like your newest recruits, the newest high school recruits, what colleges they are going through. We got exclusive interviews, things like that. You can advertise on one of those. The website to, if you're interested in advertising, you can go to our website at www.nhisg101.com. Again, www.nhisg101.com. Again, nhisg101.com. Or you can give us a call. Our number is 866-543-1875, extension 700. Again, 866-543-1875, extension 700. And let me help you take your business to the next level. We'll be back live from Orlando with more show right after this.
Spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. And Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Annetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107, every Sunday on Never Had It So Good 101.1.
I'm outside. Where are you?
I'm right here. I'm at the Buick.
I don't see a Buick.
Oh, got it.
Encore, the expectation-shattering crossover from Buick.
Wow.
Now pay no interest for 5 years, plus get $750 purchase bonus cash on the 2015 Encore.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip-hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1. And it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
Sometimes I believe, at times I wish you know, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Decisions as I go, to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I wish you know, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.
Talent of a poet is the ability to recapture time, which includes all the feelings and emotions, and express it through carefully crafted and selected words that provide a platform for future generations to relive. Poetry manipulates the essence of time through words. Poets are like artists that sculpture and craft words designed to reincarnate time. Poets use words as a platform to capture time and use those words to deliver messages to future generations. Poets die, leaving behind their words that inspire others to come up with new ideas, ideologies left behind by prior generations. Gilbert signs the first paragraph of Spiritually Reincarnated to that place. That is just the introduction of my new book. I don't mean to tease you, but my new book, I'm not sure when it's coming out. I'm trying to get, I finished an album, The Heart of a God. I have 3 tracks out, and I'm trying to get the whole album out. Once I do that, I'm going to focus on getting my book out. It's already done. It's written. I just got to get it published. This next poem I want to dedicate to my mother. It's called The Ocean of Love and Mercy. I think it's a special place. It's a spiritual place, and we can kind of like connect. And I'm not going to say any more because she knows what I'm talking about. But this place is called The Ocean. I mean, this poem is called The Ocean of Love and Mercy, and it's about a beautiful place. And I write about that in this poem. The waves of love come smashing. My heart, it continues bashing with all my emotions crashing up to the ocean shore. They all shatter apart like a broken glass hitting the floor. The ocean of love and mercy, where my heart is finally free, where the water takes away all my pain and comforts me. Getting your heart broken, but you must learn to move on. And eventually, all your pain will be gone. The memories of her love soon died, getting washed away by the ocean tide. Right or wrong, we must continue to stand strong, remembering God is at our side all along. The ocean of love and mercy, such a beautiful place. Located in another dimension, beyond time and space. Love is a game that you just have to wait and see, and trust that God will help you achieve your destiny. The wounds from the love game have left a scar on me, the type of injury that will leave marks for eternity. The ocean of love and mercy, where all is forgiven. It's a place to find peace from this world that we live in. With every failed relationship, there's a lesson to learn. As the wheels of love continue to turn, it may burn really slow, but with every blow is a lesson to know that will eventually help you spiritually grow. Even though at times we get pushed off our path, we must continue to love and survive the wrath. The ocean of love and mercy flowing somewhere in space. Let the tide carry all your problems away without a trace. What we fail to understand is God has a plan, and eventually God will send us the right person. Time flies as the memories of the past dies, reliving all the pain that lies behind my eyes. I must have been out of my mind. Love just made me so blind. If I can only hit rewind and do things different next time. My mind, I overstimulate, as all my thoughts accelerate inside of my head, as God reaches out his hand from beyond the dead. The ocean of love and mercy, where I visit in a dream. It's my great escape from everything. Finding God was the best thing ever to happen to me. As his love flows around endlessly inside the ocean of love and mercy. And speaking of love, and like I said, today's show is going out to all you couples out there. You know, if you're celebrating an anniversary, especially if you're celebrating years, if you're celebrating a long time together, this show is especially for you. And my next poem is, since we're kind of in the ocean theme, let's get a little bit romantic here. And this is a love poem. And this poem I wrote a couple of years ago. And it's called Drifting Love, and it's kind of a love poem with an ocean theme. So check it out. I hope you like it. It's in my new book, Spiritually Reincarnated to That Place. Excuse me. Here is Drifting Love. Like a sandcastle getting swept away by the open sea, the current of her love stole my heart from me. The echoes of pain washing up in the tide. Her love makes me feel complete deep down inside. Her beautiful love knocks me off my feet. Without her in my life, my soul just feels so incomplete. The power of her love drawing me near. It helped me overcome my biggest fear. Like a ship sinking to the ocean floor. When she's in my life, I don't hurt anymore. My heart felt so lonely, just floating in the tide. Before her love, my heart was empty inside. Drifting love that's found its destination. United by faith, we are both God's creation. The softness of her hips as they rub against mine. Our love only gets stronger with passing time. Two for souls united by a bond. The love we both share will always live on. She will always have a special place in my heart, with a bond so strong that will never drift apart. She has hijacked my mind, watching her body grind. The passion of her love goes beyond space and time. The warmth of her spirit just feels like heaven so divine. She is like a doctor, and her love is a cure. The scent of her innocence, so strong and pure. Drifting love, that will never fade away. That drifting love has me chasing it every single day. When she says my name, I feel like a king, like an eagle soaring around in the spring. As I lay my head upon her chest, her heart echoes my name from beneath her breast. I can see God's spark when I look into her eyes. Together we could both spiritually arise. Drifting love as we reunite. When we are together, I could feel God's light. Her heart was trapped, my heart was trapped, and her love set it free. Our drifting love will float for eternity. No matter how far we drift or whatever we go through, in the end, my love will always drift back to you. Like the sound of the ocean crashing into the sea, our love will always drift endlessly. That was Drifting Love, and I am going to take a drink of water here. Okay, good. And before I do that, let me see what poem. I'm thinking about taking it back to the old school, but you know what? Today is a special episode. It's for all you couples out there if you're celebrating an anniversary. And you know what? I'm kind of going to go back a little bit. I'm going to do my favorite poem here. And this I would like to do in memory of my parents' 50th anniversary. This poem tonight, this performance is in honor of that. And I'm going to take a drink of water. This is my favorite love poem. And this poem goes out, you know, maybe you're out there listening, you have a broken heart, a relationship or something just didn't turn out the way you wanted it to turn out. Maybe somebody stepped all over your heart and just threw it all over the floor. And, you know, that leaves a scar, you know, that leaves a wound, and that hurts your heart. So this poem goes out to anybody that's had it rough in the love game. And this poem is my personal favorite love poem that I have, and it's called The Love Game. Hold on, let me take another drink of water real quick. You wonder, will I ever love a girl? Will I ever find a girl who loves me as much as I love her? When it rains, there will be thunder, as love pulls us under its spell, like living in a mental fairy tale. Only time will tell if demons dwell, living in an illusionary hell. We both get down on our knees and pray, just letting God's faith take our souls away. Like water flowing down the petal of a rose, connected together are two beautiful lost souls. The love game can be beautiful like a clear autumn's day, but it will only be that way if you learn how to play. The love game is known to swallow your heart whole. If you let your emotions take complete control, the passion in her eyes as she stares at me, her love flowing through my veins relentlessly. The power of her touch makes me fall to a knee, and eventually I will ask her to marry me. I waited so long for her to arrive. She brings my path to God, makes my soul come alive. In this game of love, you must take a chance by putting down your heart guard in order to find romance. Once our eyes met, I knew she was the one. Our souls united, seeking God's kingdom. The love game is something that we all must play, but things don't always end up your way. The game of love can crash like waves in the ocean if it is controlled by pure emotion. Her soul gives out such a powerful glow, like the sun shining down and burning through the snow. The game of love can be dangerous at times if you cross those emotional lines. Through all the past heartaches that I had to go through. It was all worth it now that I found you. Love is not just a simple game to play. Let God guide your relationship every single day. Sometimes in the love game, you have to wait and see where finding a mate is your ultimate destiny. Love is something you can't force to happen. It is purely based on mutual attraction. Before I found my soulmate, I've had a long, painful past. But once I found her, my life turned around really fast. Trying to test fate and find my soulmate. Trying to find her love before I spiritually reincarnate. I would do anything for her love, whatever it takes. And I've learned a lot through my past mistakes. The love game is something that we all must play. And if you're lucky, you'll eventually find love one day. That poem is called The Love Game. And you know what? I'm going to hit you with two love poems in a row. That's right. I'm going to do this to you, all you ladies out there. Perhaps you're out there and you're looking for love, and at times you just feel like you're never going to find it. You know, maybe the right person isn't out there for you this lifetime. You know, maybe I'll have to reincarnate and come back to find that person. Be patient, and I believe that God will put that person in your life when you're ready. And this poem is called Looking for Love. I wrote it a while ago, and this is for all you souls out there, guy or girl, all you lost souls out there, you know, trying to find your soulmate, trying to find that right one for you. This one's for you, and it's called Looking for Love. The beauty that I see in her is so real. It makes me feel that I'm made out of steel. Her beauty alone takes my breath away. That sparkle in her eyes warms up my day. I give her a hug and feel her heartbeat. The warmth of her spirit knocks me off my feet. Like flowers in the afternoon as she begins to bloom. I'm so attracted to her whenever she is in the room. Her touch is so intense. My heart can't stand the suspense. All my feelings just make no sense. There goes a rain again, fallen upon this earth. I can appreciate all her beauty and everything she's worth. I would cherish her heart. I would appreciate her soul. My passion for her burns out of control. Her body I would worship from head to toe. And together we could both spiritually grow. Like a tree standing strong in the middle of the rain. Just look into her eyes takes away all my pain. Together through God, we're both one in the same. She is a medicine for my heart, the healer of my soul. Falling in love with her, I cannot control. My entire life, I have felt and rejected. Being with her as my dead heart becomes resurrected. She has hijacked my soul with nothing but love. Her beauty is something that I always think of. She is like an angel sent from way up above, with such a beautiful spirit made out of love. When she is around, my heart starts to dance. Her beautiful blue eyes put me in a trance. I've been through a lot, but what I say is true. I'm so sorry, but I cannot help falling in love with you. That poem is called Looking for Love. And you know what, man? I know music is popular nowadays, and, you know, there's not enough poetries around. And I even heard some people say that poetry is dead. Well, you know what? I got answers. So all you people that think poetry is dead, check out this poem. This poem's for you.
Poetry is not dead. As long as poems continue to be read from the creativity parts of a poet's head, poetry says things that need to be said. Poetry can be part of a biblical scripture. Poetry's words as canvas to paint a clear picture. Poetry is an art form of literature. In poetry, we talk about our emotions and feelings, yet others talk about their struggles and how to break through glass ceilings. For a poet, words are like gold, and through them, our stories are told. The art of poetry will never die. Through new generations, poems will only multiply, withstanding fate as time passes by. Poetry is not dead as long as thoughts keep flowing through our head, and through poetry, our messages are spread. Poetry inspires every book and quote as it comes out of a poet's throat, bringing us new ideas that we can invoke. Poets write about their struggles and dreams, and throughout history, poets are the most amazing human beings. Poetry is in every corner and occupies every space. Poetry is that place where poets express the hard times they face. Poetry is alive as far as the eye can see. It's the basic foundation for describing humanity. Poetry's popularity may go up and down, but as long as there is sound, poetry will always be around. God can express his words through a poet's writing, and through poetry, it's God's words we are reciting. The echoes of poetry can be heard through eternity, like the Holy Trinity, creating words that last through infinity. Poetry leaves an imprint in time, with words that define exactly what is going on in our mind. It's a form of communication describing mankind. With poetry, we are able to express all of our stress and explain how we survive this world's mess. Still able to pass time's test as we confess and address the mistakes we make along the way. Poetry isn't going anywhere. It's here to stay. Poetry is not dead, and I'm living proof. Through my words, I let loose an ambitious social recluse. Poetry is a form of mind stimulation. We use word segregation to send a message to the next generation. Poetry is not dead, so don't even start to grieve. Poetry is still alive as long as poets still breathe. The death of poetry is nowhere in sight. It still has a pulse as long as we read it every night. Poetry will live forever because it's here to stay. Poetry is not dead. It will never go away.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
So your new prescription does have a few side effects.
Oh, like what?
You're gonna have dizziness, nausea, and sweaty eyelids. And in severe cases, chronic flatulence.
No.
So gassy, girl.
So gassy.
If you're boys to men, you make anything sound good. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to GEICO. It's what you do.
Next.
Next.
Reincarnated love. In my next life, her love will await. It will be with me when I reincarnate. In a former life, she was my wife. Her love is something I refuse to sacrifice. Drowned by hate, I suffocate. With her love, I resuscitate. Her love is so strong, it will never be gone. From body to flesh, it will always live on. Like smoke rising up from a burning fire, the irony of it all, like a poetic satire. The touch of her skin, her hair blowing in the wind. If loving her's a sin, I don't know where to begin.
The pain I ever felt starts to decay. When I'm inside her, she takes it all away. Inside her body is where I want to stay. Like an out-of-body experience, she takes me away. A state of mind, her love makes me blind. A love like hers is so hard to find. My entire life, I have felt rejected. Her love purifies my soul, makes me feel resurrected. When we make love, the sounds of her scream, yet her gentle touch, so soft and serene. Reincarnated love that refuses to die. Don't waste a moment trying to figure out why. Like the sun shining so bright above the earth, it's like our love was there even before our birth. Reincarnated love that will never fade away, even at times when I begin to stray. She's in my life and I want her to stay. Our love will reincarnate, it will never go away.
A poet identifies themselves through their poetry. They capture images, thoughts, and ideas and transform them into words that can be spread throughout time. A poet's words are their exhibits or showcases to be displayed for everyone to see. Our feelings and emotions are part of our personality. These traits make us human. Poets take fragments of themselves and express it through words every time they write a new poem. Through poetry, others are able to see through the perspective eyes of the poet. Gilbert Sines, Spiritually Reincarnated to That Place, second paragraph, introduction. So that is the second paragraph of my book. I know I'm giving you teasers. I'm not sure when it'll be out, but go check out my album. Check out my video. I have a video that's on Facebook. If you if you type in Gilbert Sines Poetry, my first name Gilbert, my last name Sines, S-A-E-N-Z, Gilbert Sines Poetry on Facebook. I got close to 25,000 views. Couple more hundred to get 25,000 views. So if you can help me out with that, I would really appreciate it. That would mean a lot to me. Just the fact that you're listening to me, I want to thank you for that. I'm on Facebook and YouTube. It's called Lake of Knowledge and Wisdom. Again, the Lake of Knowledge and Wisdom. It's on YouTube. I think I got like 7,000-8,000 views on that as well too. So if you can go check those out, give me some more views. I appreciate that. Kind of support the work. It's a good video. High quality 4K video. I shot it. It's a poem with music. It's called The Lake of Knowledge and Wisdom. Again, on Facebook, Gilbert Sines Poetry. If you could go on there, the video is on there. You can check it out. I got make me go over 25,000. I'll appreciate it. I'm almost there. I just need a couple more views. So man, go check it out. Lake of Knowledge and Wisdom. It's a great video. And my album, The Heart of a God, 3 tracks. I got The Love Game is out. That's a love poem. That one's out now. And so is Through the Eyes of God and Ballerina Dancer, which is a good one. I'm going to perform that for the last poem of the night. That'd be Ballerina Dancer. But this next poem is called Deep Love. What started out as an innocent thing quickly turned into a sexual fling. As it progressed, love eventually happened. Our love is that spark lighting up an eternal fire. The passion of her kiss is the center of my desire. The light from her soul brightens up the sky. Our love only gets stronger as time passes by. It always seems like the hardest thing to do is to find someone who really loves you and will be there tomorrow no matter what you both go through. Deep love, as our souls unite, as we make love in the middle of the night. Our love is that bond that will always remain strong, and it will always live on long after we're both gone. Like a flower that blossoms in the middle of the park, her love is a spark that lights up the dark. Her Her love is the medicine that was injected in my heart, and neither space nor time can break us apart. Deep love is something that we both cherish, and it will still be alive even after we both perish. Our heart beats as one, but separated they are two. Our love will persevere no matter what we go through, like the ocean current swirling around in the sea. Our love flows together so naturally. The sound of the waves crashing into the shore. Her love lifts me higher than I've ever been before. Deep love beyond our expectations. With love so deep, it survives temptations. When I fell down, she helped me stand, and her love made me a better man. Her love is so strong, innocent, and pure. It lifted me up whenever I was insecure. The beauty of her body as she starts to undress. Her soft, silky hair as I lay my head upon her chest. Deep love as we spiritually connect. Her love will still be around when nothing else is left. Like an angel flying in heaven up above. Together, we're both connected by our deep love. And like I said, if you're a couple out there, you're celebrating an anniversary, this show's for you. This poem is called Long Lost Love. Broken hearts will eventually mend as I keep trying, but I continue fighting just to get her attention. Love goes way beyond my comprehension, and it broke my heart. Not to mention, my emotions got in the way. So many regrets I have to say. So I cling close to God to help me through another day. Love can cause so much frustration due to misunderstanding and miscommunication. Long lost love that I have been searching for so long. And the sparkle from our heart will never be forgotten. In order to win, sometimes you have to lose and learn to read the cues, or you might just lose her forever. If you can't survive through the rough weather, if it's meant to happen, love will occur on its own. We must not interfere and learn to leave fate alone. Long lost love, so pure and strong. The remnants of it will continue to shine on. Sometimes being alone is better than living with abuse. Avoiding a bad relationship doesn't make you a recluse. Love is built on trust and attraction. And if it doesn't occur, then it can't be forced to happen. Love is a connection that lasts throughout time. And the imprints of it are so warm and divine. Her beautiful, luscious lips, so soft and warm. Her heartbeat is like thunder inside my sensual storm. Long lost love is floating around in space. She has the most beautiful face. My emotions cannot take another heartbreak as I continue to search for true love that is pure and not fake. My heart is like a sunken ship lost somewhere in sea, just searching for the one girl who is just right for me. We can both create our legacy that will survive forever throughout eternity. I get down on my knees and pray, just looking for a beautiful girl that I can love every day. In my life, I feel so empty inside. This game of love has taken me for a ride. The beauty of this girl just blows me away. And to make her happy, any price I would pay. I have to say, and I swear it's true, my entire life I've been searching for a girl just like you. Her presence is like a sun revolving around my heart. Her love is like the Holy Spirit's light shining in the dark. The chemistry we share is based on more than just physical attraction, and I'll do whatever it takes to deliver her satisfaction. Long lost love, just searching every day as I give my heart to God and let destiny lead the way. She is my angel, and I will treat her like a queen. My world revolves around her. She is my everything. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to tonight. I do want to do two. I don't know if I have enough time to do two poems. I did want to do them. I don't think, actually, you know what? Yeah, let me do them real quick. This one is called The Spark Over Soul, and I'm going to take us out with The Ballerina Dancer. The last poem I'm doing because it's my parents' anniversary, and this is one of my father's favorite love poems called The Ballerina Dancer. So I'm going to take us out. That'll be my last poem tonight. But I'm going to do this one. It's called The Sparkle From Her Soul before I do that, before I do Ballerina Dancer. So this is called The Sparkle From Her Soul. I saw the sparkle from her soul glistening from behind her beautiful eyes. It's that surprise that lies behind the blue skies, beyond the clouds where the past dies. The passion coming from her body is like fuel from my heart, slowly igniting my sensual spark. Her love holds together my heart, and her soul is the light that guides me through the dark. The power of her touch and softness of her skin. But what blows me away is her beauty from within. Her love is like lightning, and her voice is a thunder, because she pulls me under her spell. Her love freed my heart from its own living hell. I romance her like a stone. Her love has blown me away. She is the sun lighting up my day, the sparkle from her soul shining so bright. And through her body, I could see God's light, the softness of her body, so wet and tight. Our lips locked together inside the cold, dark night. Been hurt so many times that my emotions are numb. And every time my heart gets broken, I feel so dumb. The beauty that she possesses goes beyond her beautiful dresses. She looks like an angel, a beautiful goddess. Her love made my life an emotional mess. But with her around, I feel so blessed, and when it comes to being a friend, she is the best. The sparkle from her, like a star shining on night. When she puts her arms around my body, everything will be all right. I want her to hold me tight and go to sleep next to her every single night. Describing her beauty, I honestly don't know where to begin. When she walks in the room, it takes away the oxygen. Every time I look at her body, I sin. But life is a battle where sometimes temptations win. Two souls united by a common bond, and the memories of their love will always live on. Even when our souls are gone, the love that was created still remains strong. The energy from our love, so pure and divine. Time, the sparkle from her soul when I look into her eyes. The passion and lust is just all of the sky. The sparkle from her soul shining so bright. Her love is a star brightening up my life. And I want to thank you again for tuning in. My name is Gilbert Sines, Spiritually Reincarnated. This is the name of my show, the name of my book. It's look on eBay, Spiritually Reincarnated. And I want to take us out to The Ballerina Dancer. This poem, I like to end it for all the ladies out there. And this poem is called The Ballerina Dancer. Her beauty is magical as her hair waves in the air. Every time she dances, I can't help but stare. The music starts playing. Inside my mind, it's emotionally raining. But I'm not complaining. The way she moves her body is just so amazing. She is the ballerina dancer that is dancing in a dream. Her touch feels like water in heaven down winter spring. the ballerina dancer has managed to dance her way into my heart. Watching her move her body as her legs spread apart, the sight of her dancing, if I could only paint a picture, describing her beauty is like writing a biblical scripture. When she starts dancing, I could feel her love. It takes me above the universe. As I move away and watch her rehearse, they say that love is a curse, but I'm addicted to every verse, trying to think of her first and not let all my emotions burst. I see the ballerina dancer dancing every day. The sound of the music takes all my problems away. Behind her eyes lies such a beautiful soul. But our fate is something we can't always control. The ballerina dancer makes me lose my mind. Every time she starts to grind, the curve of her lips and her lips blossom like with so much passion sprinkling out of her fingertips, like a seed being blown around in the wind, just waiting for fate to eventually happen. I would move heaven and earth to prove to her my worth, a love that has been reincarnated long before our birth. Her love sets me free, and she is the only thing in my life that makes me happy. The ballerina dancer has seduced my mind. I can see her grind all the time. Every time I watch her dance, I can't help but think romance as I take a chance and hand her my heart, because it's in bits of pieces and all torn apart. Her love takes me beyond the atmosphere. I would do anything to have her right here. Just having her around helps me see clear. The ballerina dancer, she looks so fine. The music has taken over my mind, and I wish all the time that she could be mine. I can see the ballerina dancer dancing at night dream. The movement of her body so peaceful and serene. And every time she dances, she looks like a queen. Thank you for tuning in, guys. My name is Gilbert Sines. I'm here every 7 to 8 Saturday on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. I just want to give a shout out to everybody. I'm right here live from Orlando. Thank you again, and I'll see you next
time. Coming to the end of the show now. I will be at Austin's Coffee Shop in Winter Garden, Florida on Wednesday night for Spoken Word. Remember, you may not be able to change the world, but change needs to start with you. I will see you guys next Saturday at 7 p.m. on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated.
To anywhere I fall, sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing no. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Visions as I go, to anywhere I fall, sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing no. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.